You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research shows that providing vegetables as an infant's first food is an effective strategy for improving intake and may help children to develop a preference for vegetables. The study by Massey University human nutrition PhD student Dr. Jeanette Rapson suggests providing vegetables as first foods increased a baby's intake of vegetables at 9 months of age. The results of this trial suggest that the start of complementary feeding is an ideal time to introduce vegetables as a first food, since infants are willing to try new foods, even those with more bitter tastes, such as green vegetables. I spoke to Dr. Jeanette this morning about her research.
So in our research, we wanted to know whether feeding babies vegetables from the moment they start solids will help establish a taste preference for vegetables and help them eat more vegetables later. And we were really pleased to find that the strategy worked, and the babies who started solids with vegetables only went on to eat more vegetables compared to those who had started with a mix of fruit and vegetables.
So what was the methodology of the study? How did you go about collecting this data?
So in our randomised control trial, we successfully recruited 117 Auckland mums and their baby. We split them into two groups. One group received vegetable-only first foods, while the other followed the more common practice of feeding a combination of fruit and vegetables from the moment they started solids. And they did this for 4 weeks. We provided the baby food, and mothers fed their baby at home in their normal environment. We also made sure all mothers received support on introducing iron-rich foods such as meat, fish and chicken to meet their iron requirements, which is really great. And then so we asked the mothers to weigh how much food that their baby had eaten. They used liking scales to rate how much the baby liked the vegetables. They video recorded the meals for us to analyse vegetable acceptance, and also completed some online questionnaires about their child's vegetable intake. And then to find out which group ate more vegetables later, we measured vegetable intake at 9 months of age.
So how important is it that infants get a preference for eating vegetables at a young age?
So the reason why we are targeting the start of complementary feeding is because this is when babies are more willing to try new foods, particularly those difficult to accept ones like the green ones, the green vegetables. And if we can make the most of this window of opportunity for taste training early in life, then they may be more likely to establish a lifelong preference for vegetables. So yes, it's important that we target this early period of the complementary feeding time. And there's also really good research showing that eating habits early in life can track into adulthood. So improving vegetable intake from a young age is considered particularly promising for improving long-term health.
And why is it not as necessary to introduce fruits during complementary feeding? Is it because infants will usually accept sweet things anyway?
Yes, exactly. So consumption of fruit is as important as vegetables during childhood, but fruit needs less encouragement compared to vegetables due to a baby's innate preference for sweet taste. So babies are born with that natural preference for sweet taste because breast milk is sweet and it attracts them to the nutritious breast milk. And in our study, we found that the babies who started with vegetables first were still happy to eat fruit later, so there was no negative impact on their fruit intake. So I think this really shows the benefit of introducing a variety of vegetables, including those green ones, early on so that they can get into the habit of eating those veggies later.
Yeah, and is this why you chose to use broccoli and spinach in the study? Is it because kids probably wouldn't usually reach for these things anyway?
Exactly, yeah. So we often find that common first foods are more kind of apple and pear-based foods or, sweet potato or kumara. But those green vegetables can often be left out, or the less sweet ones, so things like cauliflower, broccoli, spinach, they're already great to include as a first food.
So what do we know about the eating habits of New Zealand children? Are we giving our kids enough vegetables, more than in other countries maybe?
In New Zealand, we know that our children are not eating enough vegetables still. So the latest New Zealand Health Survey statistics they show that less than half of our New Zealand children are eating the recommended servings of vegetables per day, whereas considerably more are meeting their fruit requirements. So there definitely needs to be a focus on improving that vegetable intake from a young age for our Kiwi kids.
That was Dr. Jeanette Rapson from Massey University talking about her research that highlights the importance of introducing vegetables into an infant's diet early.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.